Good morning. Welcome to worship at Abiding Love. Turn to somebody next to you and wish them a blessed shalom today. Shalom, my friends. Shalom. We translate shalom as peace. It's probably best translated as everything ordered according to the goodness and grace of God. Think about that. A world, a cosmos ordered according to the goodness and grace of God. That's shalom. Think of the peace that attends that. And that's the focus of worship for today. And in coming Sundays, we're going to be talking about the way that Jesus leads us. We talk about people of the early church as the way, the Acts church, is blessed with the Spirit of God and sent forth as apostles, people of the way. And this way that Jesus leads us is a way of peace, it's a way of justice, it's a way of mercy, and a way of love. So we'll be focusing on that in this part of the Pentecost journey. And so no sooner do we make a plan, we automatically deviate from it. That's our way of doing things. And today we're going to celebrate this peace in particular by hearing from our high school age youth who have returned from a mission week down at the border, and we are anxious to hear about your experiences there. So thank you for sharing with us today. If you're visiting with us today, there are some little books that'll make their way up and down our rows. Please give us some contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the week to come. And here at the outset of this time, we take the opportunity to give God's grace thanks for the way God claims us in our baptism. I invite you to stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit, renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Blessed are they, the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, full of sorrow, they shall be consoled. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Blessed are they who seek peace.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of peace, bless us to be peacemakers. Make peace weaving our way of being, that your great shalom might prevail in all the world. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our readings.
Right before we do that, this is an exciting week in the life of this church. Every week is exciting around here, but this one is particularly exciting because it's day camp time, and we're rolling into summer like a steam train, and we have a day camp that is fleshed out with kids and sponsors and volunteers, and we have our Cross Trails ministry team that will be coming at second service. We'll be commissioning them for that service at second today, but I wanted to take an opportunity. If you are connected with day camp in any way, if you are a volunteer at day camp, perhaps you're providing food ministry, perhaps you're involved with the kids or doing registration or any of those things, would you please stand? Everybody who has a role or is participating in day camp, has participated in it, don't be shy. Stand right up and let us honor you today. Thank you so much. May God bless you in this service. May God bring you strength and courage. May God bring you peace and balance, which can be a little hard to find in a week like this. But above all, bless you for your care for the littlest ones in the kingdom and the way you are nurturing them and helping them to grow in faith. Peace and blessings to you in the week to come.
A reading from Exodus. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And the word was with God. Psalm 23 will be spoken in unison. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A reading from Ephesians. Now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in the place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually in a dwelling place for God. And the word was with God. Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and I am coming to you.' If you love me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. But he has no power over me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, and let us be on our way." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Invite our young'uns to come up. Come on up.
How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? L-O-V-E. How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? Love, love, love.
Can be right here with all the kids. Yeah, Dad's right there with you too. It's good to have you here. It's always good to meet new friends. And that's what our high school kids have been doing this past week. They've been meeting some new friends and reconnecting with some friends from a couple of years ago. Our sponsors and Miss Julia and our kids went on a mission trip down to the border between the United States and Mexico. And they've been doing good ministry there this week. Bless your heart. That always hurts. They have been active and have been doing all kinds of things. And it's one of those deals where you go down there with the plan to give, to help, and to serve, and it always seems that you end up receiving so much in return, maybe even more than you expected. So we're going to take the opportunity today. We're going to deviate from our usual plan, and we're going to hear from them today. So I wanted you all to come up. We're going to take a seat right over here in the front row. So we've got good seats and everybody can see. And we're going to invite our high school youth to reflect with us a little bit on the experience they've had this past week. Should we sit over here? You guys want to come? We're going to sit right in this row right here. Come on. Come right on up. Yeah. Let's make room for everybody.
First trip to El Seniso. I learned a lot through all of the various projects around the church and the surrounding communities. We helped out by painting a wall and cleaning out the old food pantry and the shed of the church. Within the community, we packed bags of food with a group of amazing people who loved us like their own. Later in the week, we were able to pass out those bags that we had packed to the people living in an apartment complex. That was actually the experience that I got the most out of. I was one of the people helping the folks who didn't have a way to carry all their food back to their apartment by themselves. Eunice, Cole, and I would carry their food up in carts and help unload the items into their kitchen. We were also told to give hugs to all of the people we helped. The women in charge described to us that we were the grandchild that never visits. With the help of Eunice translating for me, I hugged everyone we met, with the exception of one man who offered me a handshake instead. I learned through this task that truly everyone deserves all of the love in the world, no matter their conditions. I am truly grateful for the opportunity to go on this trip, and I am excited for the trips to come.
On this mission trip, I grew closer to God through bonding with the kids of El Ceniso that got to come to VBS, working with the people at the food pantry, and doing service for the church. All of the kids that came to VBS had a smile on their face the whole time, no matter what we were doing, from playing hide and seek to making bracelets. They were ecstatic just to be there. The two food pantry workers, Caesar and Jose, accepted us as someone that they had known for years. They didn't speak a word of English, and even though we couldn't understand each other, our motives were the same. We were there to serve people. As we worked side by side with them, we laughed and had a good time. The service projects at the church were pretty hard, but all the sweat and dehydration paid off when we got to see the look on Miguel's face, one of the church members. You could see the joy in his eyes as he told us that he had been wanting to get all of these projects done for years, but was never able to. I'm eager to be able to go on another mission trip and grow closer to God and serve more of his people.
So focusing on what mission means to me, it's that when my mom asked me to go on this mission trip, I was not excited, but I was not unhappy. And that I think is that I have friends who are in Austin and did not go on this mission trip. Would I have gone on this mission trip in my day? Would I have gone on this mission trip if I was not in this church? No, I would not have helped the people who I helped. And I think that is what is important for being a Christian. And I think that's what's great about mission, is that it takes us from what we would not normally be helping others and forces us to do what Jesus would have done, which is go and help others in this location. And that is what the majority of what mission means to me. And apart from that, I think that it's good for us as a community to get out and bond by helping others. And before I get down, I do want to leave with a word of caution when it comes to mission. And that is that we must remember that the people that we are helping are not static and stationary, but are moving on in their lives. And we should be there to be a stepping stone to help them move on and not just there at one point. And that even the people that we may help at Laredo, as Philip mentioned, Caesar and the others, we're helping others as well. So.
Before I went on this mission trip, I was exactly thinking that I would be like an outcast to society, not really welcomed in their community since we were all different. But what I found was actually the exact opposite. And when we got there and we helped with the food pantry, the people accepted us as if they had known us for years, and they actually played games with us when we had to go get stuff. And it was actually a great experience for me. And I learned a lot. And even though they didn't have very much, they were probably the happiest like community I had ever seen. And no one really was like down about anything. They all have a positive outlook on life. They were always trying to give us stuff, even though we had more than they did. And I thought that was pretty cool, because it sort of showed that they weren't a materialistic society. They saw as like through God, they would help others no matter if it meant putting them in like a worse place. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, one second here. Okay, so I was sitting here trying to think of what I should write for this mission trip, and I mean, it was only a week, but there was a lot that happened in this week, and it was different than last time in a few different ways, and I think one of them was that not only did we do a little bit more of the physical work than the last trip, but I was also kind of trying to think about that the work that we did in El Seniso specifically, and I found kind of a common theme within it all, and it was about specifically like the type of work that we were doing. So I'll give you some examples of things we did there. We threw out a bunch of expired food from a pantry. We painted over a wall in like white paint. We reorganized a library. And then on the last day, we completely emptied out and threw away a bunch of stuff from a shed and then put it back in and reorganized it. And so I think when most of us think of going somewhere on a mission trip or doing service or just generally like charity, we think of giving and we think of maybe donating money, or we think of like bringing boundless goods to people who don't have very much, or just things like that. But I realized kind of the things we were doing weren't necessarily giving, because we were throwing things away. We had, by the end of the day, they had so many like loads of trash that we had to load into the dump truck. And I was kind of surprised by it at first, because I was just thinking, like, this doesn't seem like service at first, because I was like, this is so sad that we have to throw away all this expired food. But then I thought about the painting the white wall. And the thing was, it wasn't paint, it was primer. And primer, you cover things up with primer, but it's so that you can put something on top of it. We painted that, we primed the wall white so that the people of El Seniso could cover it with their own story and with their own art and creativity. And we emptied out that pantry so that they could bring more food into it and actually use the pantry. We reorganized the library, the books, so that the kids and the people of El Seniso would be able to use it in the future and be able to learn and grow. And the shed, we had to throw away probably half of it, but that was so that we could uncover the other half of it and make it actually usable. So I think kind of what I got out of that specific part of this trip is that priming is essential in so many, in every time you paint a wall and in every process of your life too. And I think we might not give enough credit to the relief of being rid of trash in our lives, and to the feeling of when you can clear away clutter that may build up over time that you don't really notice at first, but eventually it begins to impede your life and your happiness. And so I encourage everyone to think more about ways that they can clear up their life or simplify their life so that you can bring in more of what's good in our lives. Yeah.
So as we pulled up to Agua Viva, which was the church in the heart of the whole community, the first thing that I noticed was how similar everything was to how I remembered it from 2 years ago. So the tables we painted on our last trip were still there, bright as ever, and the kitchen and the library were in just as good of condition, and the whole layout of the church was pretty much exactly as it had been 2 years ago. And I was immediately really like comforted by the familiarity of and all these details, but I didn't think much past that. But after letting it sit for a few days, the full like impact of it hit me that while we've been gone for 2 years doing it as whatever it is we do, they've been working day and night trying to keep the tenuous environment for the community afloat, and all the while not sacrificing an ounce of humor or heart. And so we're there for a week, helping them for maybe 6 hours a day, but they're living and breathing El Seniso 24/7. And these people, they never complain, they never doubt God's plan, and they never falter in their own mission to provide a place of rest for the people in their community, even though they're being challenged so much by God every day. And the strength and resilience of the people there is honestly really, truly overwhelming. And you can feel it in every person you met, from the head pastor of Agua Viva, who lost her husband a year ago and continues to give 100% of her energy to the families of El Seniso, to the leader of the food pantry in another church who acted like a machine, giving orders and directions to everyone within a 100-yard radius and making sure the food packing process ran smoothly. And even the kids we met in El Seniso were stronger than most adults. And you know, the kids, they're all too familiar with struggle, and most have to grow up way too fast considering the financial situation most of their families are in. But if you looked at the kids, they're not tired or discouraged or anything by any stretch of the imagination. And in fact, they're some of the most joyful and God-loving people you will ever meet. You know, the outlook these people have on life is not only something to be admired, but I think it's something to be emulated. The people of El Seniso face every challenge with open arms, and they cherish every person they meet like they're their own child, despite any language barrier. And, you know, I think in order to be like them, to have a fundamental passion for doing good and truly loving your neighbor, I suggest that we treat today not as a burden or a to-do list, but instead we treat it as the blessing that God intended it to be.
A couple of reflections from participants at our group that weren't able to be here this morning, and then I'll finish up with my own. This is from Zoe Gordon, who is one of our youth. My experience on the youth trip to El Seniso was phenomenal. It was an eye-opening experience to see the smiles on the faces of the people we worked with throughout the week. On the first day, we went to a place where they made some bags of food for their food pantry and helped put a lot of the bags together. While making those bags, we got to create a connection with the two men working with us, even though there was a language barrier. When we gave out those bags to the people in the nursing home that we went to, we saw the men again, and they couldn't be happier to see us. As we passed out the bags we had spent hours on, the residents in the nursing home loved to hug and compliment us and would talk for as long as we could listen. Before we started giving out the bags, Pastor Lucy told us that to them, we could be like the grandchildren they never see. It broke my heart knowing they had no one to keep them company. There weren't as many children at the VBS because a lot of kids were in a school program, but it gave us more time to bond with those who came. Even though I couldn't spend as much time with the kids as I wanted, I'm so grateful to say that I got to know some of those beautiful faces. The last day of helping, we unloaded, organized, and fixed a huge shed that you couldn't even open before we got there. That day, it was 110 degrees, and everyone looked as though we were dying. We spent 5 hours in the heat getting the job done, and the biggest reward was seeing the grateful face of a worker at the church named Miguel. This trip taught me to see the greater picture, that working hard to help others means more than slacking off to help yourself. This one is from our sponsor, Eunice Salinas. She was married yesterday in Laredo and spent the last week that she had able to get ready for her wedding. She was also helping with this mission trip, and so she obviously was not able to be here, but she sends her love to you. My experience at El Seniso this year was very different from my previous one. This time I was able to build a better relationship with the incoming youth. I was able to take care of my wedding duties and to admire a woman of God, Mariana, graciously leading a community. Watching the youth become so involved with the community of El Seniso, regardless of their language barrier, was amazing. All in all, I'm so honored to be part of this church, and I'm thankful for the opportunity of being a youth sponsor. And I'd like to close with my own experience and also a prayer that we used in devotions. So this one's mine. As I thought about what I might share with you this morning, I kept returning to the incredible sense of being enfolded into the bright and vibrant family that is the people of Laredo and Mission Agua Viva in El Seniso. From the moment we arrived, we were no longer strangers. During our daily VBS program, Abiding Love's children became Agua Viva's children, and Agua Viva's children became Abiding Love's children. We shared meals, we shared mission, we shared labor with our brothers and sisters in Laredo and El Seniso. We were reminded that love has no barriers, even when you're trying to communicate in different languages. We learned that dirt and sweat and weary muscles are holy, and that meals made by loving hands and brought to us by a community each and every day are as sacramental as bread and wine. We learned that the Holy Spirit is present in the joy of children who have heard that God loves them and who reminded us that we were beloved children of God as well. And we learned that the Holy Spirit was present in the faces of the elderly we visited when they understood that they were seen and that they mattered to us and we to them. The single most powerful understanding that I am left with from our week in mission is that the people of Laredo and El Ceniso are our family. And you may not have met them yet, but they are your family too. They are our family and we are theirs because God has made it so. And as we continue to reach out and to share in mutual joy and love and service with each other, we'll be sharing it with our family. And when we return to them, it will be like going home again. I'd like to close with the words of a prayer we used in morning devotions on our very first day in mission. Oh God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden and through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Could you please come up on the top chancel step? And you too, Julia, if you would. You've had an experience as apostles. It's one thing to be a disciple of Jesus. It's one thing to follow and to learn. Vitally important. But you've participated in something beyond that, which is apostleship. It means to be sent. And this community has sent you, and they have sent wonderful people in mission for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of this church, and for the sake of the people with whom you partnered this week. You've been blessed by the generosity of the poor, and you have shared yourselves openly with a community that exists as marginalized people, and in oppressive structures, and in danger. And you've brooked all of that. And you have represented yourselves and your church and your Lord very, very well. God give you strength, and continue to give you courage, and continue to lead you and send you to the people in need, because you are the ones to go. In Jesus' name. Let's stand and sing together. Love, share love,
love. All these things do today. All these things along your way. All these things do today. All these things along your way.
Please join me as we continue with our profession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of peace, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have broken down the walls that divide us. Through Jesus, your Son, our Lord, you have given us a new way to live. You have given us a means to bring all people together in peace and love, in order to bring your kingdom here and now. Make us your peacemakers. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of peace, we all long for a time where all people live together and work together in harmony. We ask that your Spirit lead us to be the ones to promote peace in our community. We pray for those who are struggling in their lives with no place to belong. Lead us to be the ones to create a place to belong, to be accepted for who each person is, where love is spoken and experienced each and every day. Lead us to be the peacemakers of this world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of peace, pain and loss can at times become a part of our lives. We lift those in need up to your healing care, in our hearts and with our voices. The children held in concentration camps at the border. Lord, we also lift up to your care Laura Bloschke, Gloria Hayden, Steve Kikta, Christopher Koski, Rich Hammonds, Ann and Charlie Lundy, Tom Donovan, Danny Santos, David Fetter. We pray blessings on the marriage of Eunice Salinas and Cesar Villarreal in Laredo on yesterday. And we pray blessings on all the youth and sponsors participating in our day camp this week. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God. God of peace, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Austin, and bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of Abiding Love. Today, we lift up Kim, Gary, Corey, and Colton Shelley. Ruth Shane, Stephanie Segner, Gerald Segner, Debbie Seeger. Hear us, O God. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offering.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you. In gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ, bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, who after his resurrection sent forth the apostles to preach the gospel and teach all nations, and promised to be with them even to the end of the age. And so, with the glorious company of apostles, the choirs of angels, the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna. In the name of the Lord, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." In the same way, he takes a cup, he blesses it and gives thanks, and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember, and we pray as our Lord has taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. Those who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. God's gifts are free and for everyone. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
Take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, Lamb of God. You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, Lamb of God.
You take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, of God. The life of the world in our care. Give of that plunder, ours to our surrender. Trust for the children tomorrow will bear. We who in danger, who greet hunger, agents of death for whom choose to live. We who but foster clouds of disaster, God of our planet, for small and forgive. Let it be greeting, birth from the burning, water that blesses and there that is sweet. Help and God's guard us, Christ in us judge us, generation, peace will complete.
God of all living, God of all loving, God of the seed, rain, the snow, and the sun,
teach us, defect us, Christ, reconnect us, using us gently and making us one.
Please stand as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen. We have just a few announcements today. Summer Soundwave is rolling forward. It's taking place every Sunday in the Activity Center between the worship services, and it's for kids of all ages. And it begins at 9:45, and if parents want to accompany them down there, you're welcome to do it. Songs, activities, snacks, a message, everybody is welcome. So please come and take advantage of Summer Soundwave. This is a great thing that Josh and our music and children's ministries are doing together this summer to provide opportunities for continued growth. Pastor Tim Anderson's book, There Is a Balm in Huntsville, is available at a special price from his publisher in our sanctuary, in our narthex today. Tim will be preaching on July the 7th And he will on that day begin a study, a three-week study on restorative justice, which is not to be missed. Looking forward to a great teaching from him. So take an opportunity. It's based on the book that Tim has written. Celebrate America is coming up next Sunday, June 30th. We usually have a summer celebration around July the 4th, and we'll be doing that again this next Sunday in the afternoon in the Activity Center right after second service. And know that there is a sign up in the narthex for an ice cream contest that has become a favorite of this event. But I have a challenge for this congregation. Bob Tonhoff is the reigning ice cream champion of Abiding Love. This must not stand. Someone must rise to challenge the incumbent. So we look forward to some great ice cream recipes.
That's
and
an
we'll
ice
all be,
cream, Brad.
We'll all be judges.
That's
on
an ice cream making contest, not eating contest.
It's
right?
Making, correct.
Okay. All right. I withdraw my
for some.
Submission.
Our golf tournament, on behalf of the Children's Center, this wonderful ministry of preschool education that we have, has netted out all of their expenses and discovered that they have a contribution of $17,250 to the work of our Children's Center. So God bless our golf committee, all of the many volunteers and sponsors and everybody who chimes in to make this a wonderful benefit for our Children's Center every year. And know this as well, on Wednesday evening, this Wednesday, at 6:30 in the sanctuary, we'll be having a prayer memorial for Don Hippie's brother, Lester. Lester passed away a week ago. Don is not able to be there in Washington, and we're going to have a prayer gathering right here. Everybody is welcome to be with us for that. If you have the opportunity to come and gather with us for a prayer service for Lester Hippie, come and be with us at that time. Bulletin is full, e-news is full, happenings brochures are in the pew backs. Take a look at what's going on. Summer is not slowing down around here. It's heating up. You are a blessing to our community and to our world. And you show us Jesus' way of peace and justice and mercy in action. And we give you thanks for that. All of us are the sent ones, the apostolos, the sent ones of God. May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Longing for peace, our world is troubled. Longing for hope, many despair. Your word alone has power to save us. Make us your living voice. Christ, be our guide. Shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ, be our guide. Shine in your church. Gather today.
We go forth together.
Sharing the gospel.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other as we leave it. Any who you meet this week, please.